Welcome, my friend. You are exactly where you need to be right now. It is not an accident that our paths have crossed. I'm confident that you are here because you are wanting more out of life. Are you ready to live your life with purpose and intention? Are you wondering how on earth to pull it all together? How exactly do you turn your ordinary days into extraordinary days? Girl, let me show you how to stop facing the day ahead and start facing it. Join me, Sarah Elizabeth, each episode as I encourage and motivate you to place unwavering faith in the direction Christ will lead you and surrender yourself to His vision for your life. He's custom designed a life for you beyond your wildest dreams, and I want to help you discover all that He has planned for you to experience. Together, let's put God into the driver's seat of your life. Let's go. It's time to face your day. Welcome in, my beautiful friend. Thank you so much for joining me today. If you tuned in last week, you would have been part of the first unscripted episode I've ever done. I had abandoned the devotional that I had written that day and just went from the heart, which was scary, but also really exciting. And if you haven't had a chance to hear that episode, you might want to actually pause this one. Go back and check that one out first, as this one builds upon the last one. It is essentially part two of what we talked about last time. At the end of the last episode, I left you on a bit of a cliffhanger, and I told you that I was going to dig deeper today into a story from the Old Testament. And I want to build on the idea that we spoke about of obediently seeking God's direction and then stepping forward into that direction today. And I've titled this episode of the Faith Your Day devotional podcast, Obedience Before Understanding. Let's kick things off with our Faith Your Day declaration. Jesus, thank you so much for loving me in the way that you do. You designed me on purpose for a purpose. I want to live to my full potential today with a mindset that honors you and a soul that seeks to know you better. Jesus, I know that you are the way, the truth, and the life, and I ask you to guide me and reveal to me what it is that you want to show me here, have me experience here, and learn from this season. Help mold me and shape me into the best version of me. I will live today as your vessel, ready to receive your word, respond to your promptings, and pour out your overflowing love to those all around me. Please allow your thoughts to become my thoughts, your ways to become my ways, and your will to become what I truly desire. Jesus, if you are in it, I want it. And if you are not, I don't. I make myself available to you and I choose to faith this day of life. I am so grateful to be your girl. In Jesus' name, amen. So going into that cliffhanger that I left you off on with the scripture that we are going to talk about today, it's actually Noah that we are going to be looking at. And in the book of Genesis, this is where we meet Noah. And he is this very righteous man who walked faithfully with God. And in fact, in the chapter we're about to read, God actually speaks directly to Noah about the wickedness that has taken over the whole earth. And all but Noah and his family had turned to evil and were living in a way that displeased God. So we're going to go right into our scripture and then we'll build upon it as we go through the episode. Okay, so what we're reading from today is Genesis chapter 6. And I'm going to read the section that is from verse 11 to 22. And I am reading from the NIV translation. It says, "Now the earth was corrupt in God's sight and was full of violence. God saw how corrupt the earth had become, for all the people on earth had corrupted their ways. So God said to Noah, 'I am going to put an end to all people, for the earth is filled with violence because of them. I am surely going to destroy both them and the earth. So make yourself an ark of cypress wood, make rooms in it, and coat it with pitch inside and out. This is how you are to build it. The ark is to be 300 cubits long, 50 cubits wide, and 30 cubits high. Make a roof for it, leaving below the roof an opening 1 cubit high all around. Put a door in the side of the ark and make lower, middle, and upper decks. I am going to bring floodwaters on the earth to destroy all life under the heavens. Every creature that has the breath of life in it, everything on earth will perish. But I will establish my covenant with you, and you will enter the ark, you and your sons and your wife and your sons' wives with you. You are to bring into the ark two of all living creatures, male and female, to keep them alive with you, two of every kind of bird, of every kind of animal, and of every kind of creature that moves along the ground will come to you to be kept alive. You are to take every kind of food that is to be eaten and store it away as food for you and for them. Noah did everything just as God commanded him. In this section of scripture, we read about how Noah received a laundry list of specific directions right from God. Noah is informed that God was displeased with how the people of the world were living and that he was going to bring forth a flood to destroy everything, except for him and his family and pairs of each animal and bird. As far as we know, prior to this, Noah is a pretty normal man. He is righteous and faithful to God, but there isn't anything in his past to suggest that he is qualified for this assignment. There isn't any note mentioned about him being a professional boat builder, a great contractor, a sailor, an animal expert, or anything, in fact, that makes him stand out as the right man for this job. Anything except his faithfulness and obedience to God. You see, this wasn't any small task that Noah was charged with. Noah literally was given the task of preserving the people and animals that from that point forward would populate the earth. And in order to do this, he had to get building. Now, this wasn't a small raft or watercraft that he was told to build. This was a massive boat, approximately 450 feet long, 75 feet wide, and 45 feet tall. And the best estimates figure that it would have taken him about 55 to 75 years to build the ark. My friend, that's almost a whole lifetime for many of us. Almost three quarters of a century, day in and day out, obediently serving God in the same task. My mind can't even compute that. That is true obedience, right? And what I find even more amazing is that even though Noah got all of these details directly from God, something that many of us wish we could have, right? Like, don't you wish some days that you could have God speaking directly to you to tell you exactly what next step to take? I don't think, though, that Noah would have completely understood the magnitude of what was to follow these instructions. Right? God gave him direction and instruction, but Noah's brain, his mind, couldn't fully comprehend what was to come. And similar to the robins that we talked about last week, who are just busy collecting worms to eat and picking up grasses and fluff to build their nest, they aren't really fully understanding why they need to do this. They just do it because these directions come from instinct. Well, in Noah's case, he had direction to build the boat. He had instructions to gather the animals. He was told about the flood, but girl, seriously, there is no way that when he was given those instructions, he could foresee 55 to 75 years of hard labor to build the boat. And then after that, a year of flooding that would leave the entire earth underwater. He couldn't have pre-planned for what life on a boat with thousands of species of animals and birds was going to be like. He couldn't have predicted the amount of faith that all of this would take. He could have counted himself out, told God that he was the wrong guy for this job, and taken the easy road that almost everyone else was choosing. But God could see the faithful, obedient, disciplined, and determined man who was perfectly capable for this task simply because he was chosen by God to do it. God had put that mission inside of Noah before Noah even knew that that was to come. You see, if Noah had been shown the timeline that it would take to build the ark, if he had been given a sneak peek of the backbreaking work, if he had had visions of the flood revealed to him ahead of time, then my friend, I can't help but believe that Noah would have thrown in the towel long before the dove ever brought him the olive leaf. What I believe the true takeaway line from the section of scripture that we read is the very last one that simply said, Noah did everything just as God commanded him. And we can sum that up in one word, obedience. And obedience, not because you know how this will all turn out, or that you know the path you are going to go on, or that you know what lies ahead the next turn, and so you're going to be obedient because you know what's to come. No, obedience simply because you have decided that no matter what, you trust God and you trust where He is leading you. Therefore, taking the next right step today isn't a step taken in fear, but a step taken in faith. My sister, God knows your heart. He knows your purpose and your potential. He knows because He placed it there. But He also knows your hesitations, your fears, and your insecurities. He knows that if He reveals all of what is to come before you are ready for it, then you will run from it rather than step into it. He keeps your future shrouded in mystery to keep you moving towards it. With a clear view of what is to come, girl, you would be running the other way. Not because what is to come is bad or scary, no. Because what is to come is so much more than you could ever imagine. And that so much more would make you feel so underqualified, so unprepared, and so not ready yet. And so God protects you, my sister. He simply asks you to trust and to be obedient in your steps today. And as you move forward, He will make your purpose so much clearer. Proverbs 3, verse 5 and 6 says it best. It says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to Him, and He will make your path straight." My sister, the birds that fly around your yard today don't lean on their own understanding. They just simply do what they have to do. They are taking action on what will move them into the next phase of their life. And it's a beautiful reminder of how we need to live as well. And I'm not suggesting that you should throw caution to the wind and live for today with abandon. No, I'm suggesting that you check in with Jesus today. Ask Him to guide you to the path that He wants you on, to align what you desire with what He desires for you, to reveal to you what next step to take. And then, my sister, take it. Take action. Do the things. Do the work. Be obedient before you understand what all of this is for. No one achieves their calling without working for it. Noah spent almost 75 years building a boat. It was for the purpose that God had put in him. Noah didn't fully understand until he was in the flood why God gave him those instructions that he did. He was obedient. He started building before the storm clouds came. He gathered the animals before the first raindrops ever hit the ground. And he knew what God was doing was bigger than he could understand at the moment. And that, my friend, is you. On this journey of your life, called into a big, beautiful purpose that God has for you, but with only few directions here and only two options: obediently stepping out in faith or fearfully shying away. So what are you going to choose today, my friend? I hope that that really resonates with you today. This is a little bit of a call to action episode. You know, last week we talked about a little bit about the mindset, the theory in that sometimes we are called into things before we understand why we're called to them. And today I think it's a little bit more the call to action, the do before you understand why. The natural tendency of people is to hesitate until you fully understand. Why? Because not knowing is scary. And by nature, we try to avoid scary situations that could put us into danger. But I always believe, and I'm hoping that you're in the same mindset too, that, you know, if you are always consulting with God first and reaching out to Him when you're not sure where to go and, you know, asking Him to make your path straight according to what He wants, His will, well, then He's always going to put you in a situation that allows you to get to the other side. He's going to put you on a path that you can move forward on. And, you know, that doesn't mean the path won't be difficult. It doesn't mean there won't be challenges. It's not going to be smooth sailing all the time. But I truly believe that if you are asking Him and truly seeking His will, He is going to show you the direction that leads you to His purpose and potential that He's placed within you. So hopefully that resonated today. I am so grateful that you joined me for it. You know that I will be back here again next Tuesday, and I am hoping that you will consider joining me for that episode. I look forward to spending time with you again next week. I wish you all of God's blessings from my heart to yours. Bye for now.